Wetlands are good at trapping a lot of carbon dioxide in a small space. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, now that the state is protecting fewer wetlands, it's possible more CO2 will get released into the air as they're destroyed.
There's very little oxygen at the bottom of a natural wetland, which prevents things like leaf litter from decomposing as quickly and releasing carbon dioxide into the air. That makes them great carbon sinks. But engineered wetlands, meant to replace the natural ones destroyed to develop land, don't do as good of a job. Assistant Professor Jake Hosen researches wetlands and hydrology at Purdue University. He says even in ideal conditions, it can take up to 100 years for a restored wetland to have the right plants and microbes to function well. Hosen says that's one of the many reasons why it's important to protect the state's natural wetlands.
If you want to sequester the most carbon, and if you want to keep the carbon that's stored, and that's really what's critical, is the wetlands that we have now are doing their job right now.
The Biden administration has proposed changing the Waters of the United States rule, which could bring more federal protections to wetlands in the Hoosier State. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.